I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, the story of how Layla Ali defied her dad, the champ. But first, my conversation with Charlie Pierce about this week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Former Lakers head coach Pat Riley opined this week that Magic Johnson, not LeBron James or Michael Jordan, is the NBA's greatest ever player. Shortly thereafter, Magic Johnson announced that the best Lakers teams for which he played would have beaten this season's Warriors. Were they both right? One of them? Neither?
I think the best Lakers teams that he played for would have beaten the Warriors. I don't know if they'd beaten them four times in a series. They certainly were capable of beating them in a game. You know, I'm still with Michael Jordan as the best player of all time.
After the Warriors outlasted the Cavaliers on Wednesday night to go up 3-0 in those NBA finals, one chronicler wrote, "Warriors rip out the Cavs' still-beating heart." The sports writer was not Edgar Allan Poe. Maybe if the guy hadn't been on deadline, he'd have recognized it was just a basketball game.
Well, not just that, but there's going to be another one, which is going to make it very hard for Cleveland to play without a still beating heart. It is the beating of his hideous heart.
Nashville dropped the first 2 games of the Stanley Cup Finals to Pittsburgh, valiantly evened the series, and then were demolished on Thursday. 6-0 is not your normal hockey score. Is it fair to say Predators fans have gotten their money's worth regardless of the outcome?
I don't think they think so, and I don't think the series is anywhere close to being over. 6-0 is, as you pointed out, flukish. My Predators, I would point out, are fully capable of taking this to 7 games, especially since Sidney Crosby seems to have gone out of his mind.
Yeah, why would he throw a water bottle onto the ice while the play was going on and his team had the puck?
Well, not only that, but he's bouncing P.K. Subban's head off the ice.
Well, this is what hockey players do, so.
I guess, but it's certainly unlike Sid the Kid.
On Monday night, former NBA star and newly minted NHL fan Charles Barkley crashed Wayne Gretzky's press conference in Nashville, and he asked the great one who his favorite black athlete was. I bet you can guess Gretzky's answer. Maybe not.
Grant Fuhr?
You got it. Absolutely.
Hey, there we
go. First guess. Very good.
By the way, Barkley's sudden emergence as a hockey fan is a great development for all concerned.
Scooter Jeanette had a great month at the plate on Tuesday night. He went 5 for 5. He hit 4 home runs. He had 10 runs batted in. This is a guy who'd hit 38 home runs over the previous 5 seasons. I gotta think he was giggling as he ran around the bases on that 4th home run, don't you think?
Well, more to the point, it's a guy who took his nickname from a Muppet. I mean, that's amazing. You know, Bill, I always wondered whether anybody would ever hit 5 home runs in a game.
Mm-hmm.
Because 4 home runs has been the record for years, decades, almost centuries. Now I don't want anyone ever to hit 5 home runs because I want Scooter Jeanette in there at the top of the record books forever.
In this week's Cup of Ill Cheer Award, Australia and Saudi Arabia played a World Cup qualifier earlier this week. Members of the Saudi team refused to honor the moment of silence for the victims of the recent London terror attack. I saw the video of this. It was ugly.
It really was. And it was not only that, but it was an official policy. The Asian Football Confederation wanted to have this moment of silence, and Saudi Arabia fought against it within the Asian Football Association. So, and by the way, the Socceroos won. So that's a great thing.
Millwall FC fans are notoriously tough. Their motto is, "Everybody hates us and we don't care." Roy Larner is one of them, and he was having a drink in London when the recent attack at London Bridge began, and he stepped towards some knife-wielding terrorists and said, "Blank you, I'm Millwall." He survived, though
he did
end up in the hospital, stabbed several times.
Yeah, apparently he was in a pub. He kept repeating his mantra. And if Millwall doesn't give this guy the best seat in the house for the next 50 years, I don't have any respect for Millwall.
Well, nobody has any respect for Millwall.
Well, that's the thing, but let's have some respect for Millwall now.
I agree. A kicker named Chance Poor has committed to Kentucky, and since he spells his last name P-O-O-R-E, there will be no chance anyone will make a joke about how good his chances will be when he lines one up from the 40-yard line, right?
Oh, I was going to say, wait till he misses the first one. No, and I guarantee you, Bill, the first one he misses hits both uprights and falls out. And up in the press box, Charles Dickens will have his lead for his column.
Oh, absolutely. Horsey McHorseface has won. His fourth race was the charm, and now he will be known for more than his spectacular name, unless, of course, they change his name to Winner McWinninghead, because that wouldn't be any dumber than Horsey McHorseface.
I encourage everyone to go to SI.com and watch the call of the stretch drive. Because the guy announcing has to say Horsey McHorseface six or seven times.
And finally, Charlie, in order to get to a voluntary practice on Monday, Charisse Wright of the Buffalo Bills got an Uber ride from Chicago to Orchard Park, New York. That's 550 miles. The ride cost $632.08. He tipped the driver $300. Is there any explanation for this other than it's a money laundering scheme?
Well, first of all, congratulations to the driver, Hadi Abouhalian, who thought originally that Wright wanted to go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, which was like three blocks away.
Yeah, right. And finally said, nah, let's go, and was well paid. By the way, this points out that there is nothing informal about informal workouts, because Charisse Wright knows, okay?
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
I'm changing my name to Talky McTalkface.